Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Dav Gimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara is discussing still Beitza Shenel De V'Yamtiv Beishamayim Te'achol V'Silim Lei Te'achol. What is the Isser of the Beitza Shenel De V'Yamtiv? So the Gemara has two possibilities here. The Gemara has a din of Peiris Haneshim, that just like you can't eat from fruit that falls off a tree on Yamtiv because you might be Yalav Yilish, so Al Seloi Plung, they applied this Gezeri to Abay Shenel De V'Yamtiv. Or Mashkim Shezavu, you can't drink the liquid that comes out of a fruit because you might squeeze the fruit. And they applied that Gezeri here also to Abay Shenel De V'Yamtiv. So Taisus has a kasha. What's wrong with picking fruit, or I guess also squeezing the fruit, on Yom Tov? We know that Melachos Eichel Nefesh is mutter. So if I'm hungry and I want to eat a fruit, why can't I pick the fruit, or I want some juice, why can't I squeeze the juice and eat it? And also we have a Gemara, a Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak that says that you can't trap animals on Yom Tov unless they're already considered trapped. What's wrong? Why can't I trap an animal if I want to eat it on Yom Tov, just like a Keshechli animal? Why can't they trap the animal? So Taisus has a tzad because it's possible to do it Erev Yom Tov, but he brings a raya that no, that by Mechshir Eichel Nefesh, then it makes a difference if it's possible to do it Erev Yom Tov, but Eichel Nefesh Gufa, there's no difference. Now Rashi in Ketzat Tzolim does seem, and Ein Tzodin I mean, Rashi in the third parak does seem to be saying, this pshat that Taisus is saying, that cooking and baking, you can't do it before, the food won't be fresh, but trapping, you could trap before, that's the Isser. But Taisus says not that way. And Taisus says a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kuna brings down a Yerushalmi that says, Achash Yachal Chol Nefesh, and then it says, Ushmaktim Esa Matzis, from the time of Shemer, when they have to watch the Matzis, after Lisha. So from Lisha and on, that's what's Mutter, before that is Aser, and there are also other Miutim that you can't do other Malachis like Tzira. That's what Taisus says. Now the Yishayin discusses at length in the beginning of the third parak. Like we said, Rashi says Le'efshir, and the Ramban in Melchamis, and the Rash behold that there's an Issa Deraisa to do Tzeda Uktzira on Yom Tov, and Taisus also mashed that way. The Rambam Hilchas Yom Tov Parak Aleph Halacha Hey, and the Rush in the beginning of the third parak, and the Ran hold it's the Rabbanim. But what's Pshat in the Drush of the Yishalmi? The Drush of the Yishalmi is Milisha Ve'elech. What's the pshat in the drasha? What malachas are there in Lisha ve'elech? Right now, it doesn't mean that, you know, Lisha is the 10th malacha in the list of 39 malachas. So it doesn't mean that all the malachas before Lisha, the 9 malachas that are there before Lisha, they're asa to do on Yom Tov, but all the 39 malachas after Lisha, the 30 malachas from Lisha and on are mutter. It doesn't mean that because Tzeda, which Taisus is answering, trapping, is after Lisha. Milisha ve'elach clearly means in the Sidur of the past. There are 11 malachas that are there to make bread, starting from Ksira, Charisha, Zriya, Ksira. You have all these malachas, and Afia is the last one of the malachas. So in the malachas of making bread, it's only Milisha ve'elach. So the question is, okay, so it's only Milisha ve'elach. So why is that telling you that you can't do tzeda, but you could do shchita? Why is tzeda considered not to be melisha ve'elech, and shchita considered to be melisha ve'elech? What's pashut pshat in Taisus lisha ve'elech? Lisha ve'elech, I understand ksira and other things. Let's say disha like shchita, which is from Talmud of Dash, that would be aser. But how would you see from the din of lisha ve'elech that shchita is mutter and tzeda is aser? What's pashut pshat? So the emphasis is mevura that way in the Yusha, in the Ramban, in Melchamis, the beginning of the third parak, and also the Rajman of Avedus HaKadosh. And they both explain that the idea behind all the malachas that are aser and yantif is malachas that are done liyamim rabim, malachas that are generally done not for that day but for a long, long time. Those malachas, the Ramban calls them malachas aveda. Because by Yom Tov, you always have the din of Malachas Aveda. He says on the Torah, because Eichel Nefesh is not a Malachas Aveda. That's not real, that's not field work. That's housework Malachas, that's Malacha, but it's not Malachas Aveda. So who are din Anything that is done liyamim rabim is called malachas avayda, and then he brings the Yerushalmi of achas yachem lisha ve'elech. Till lisha, all those things are field work. They're work that that's generally speaking done for a long, long time. Lisha is done for that day. Lisha ve'elech is two malachas. That's it. Lisha and afiha. In the Siddur of the past, those are the only two malachas that are done for that day. You do find occasionally that the Gemara does matter tchina or other things like that, but only in certain eifanim. When you're grinding wheat, that's asr, and perhaps according to Taisus, asr mideraisa. But when you're grinding pepper in a pepper mill, the Gemara says that that's mutter, because that is done for that day. So that is really the Hagdara. That's what you learn from the Yerushalmi, that malachas yamtif is malachas that are done for that day, the kitchen work. But the field work that are done for a long time, that's what's asr. The Rashman of Eretz Yisrael says the Lashon, Masra adav l'chachamim. The Chachamim have to figure out, what does the Torah want? The Torah wants they should be able to do malachas in the house, but not malachas that are done liyamim rabim for a long time. That's the Yisrael. That's why Seder, which is normally done for a long time, that's asr. Shechita, which is done, you kill the animal that you're going to eat immediately, so that's mutter. That's the Yisrael of the Hagdara. Now, the other Rishayim that says the Rabban, I think, is also the same Hagdara. The Yisrael is the Malachas that are done Liyam Rama Asr Midar Rabbanan, and the Malachas that are done for that day are Mutter Midar Rabbanan, according to them. The Rambam also says about, like Rashi, the things that are Efsha to do it earlier, but I think they also mean the same thing. Stam that it's Efsha, like the Rishayim ask him, what if you try trapping it and you couldn't, and you weren't able to do it earlier? So then you'd be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That's din by Machshirim, but that's not the din here. It's talking about not whether you practically could have done this particular malacha asmo. It's talking about, generally speaking, are these malachas that are done only that day, and then Chazal or Midaraisa, it's mutter, or these malachas that are done normally long in advance, and then it's asr, whether you say it's asr, Midaraisa, or Midarabanan, that's a machlekes Rishayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.